سومیش احمدی for ایران.
Our voice comes from the heart of beautiful Iran. IRIB English Radio.
Good morning to you all. Greetings from Tehran, Iran. You are listening to Iran Radio, and I'm your presenter for the next hour. We start this hour's lineup with Let's Recite the Holy Quran. The program teaches eloquent recitation of the Holy Quran at level 2 that will be followed by our varied radio productions feature. Then it's time for our final program, this hour, Viewpoints. The program presents an analytical roundtable discussion of various political and social issues of the Islamic world today. Stay with us for the next hour.
Let's recite the Quran.
وَإِذَا قَرَأْتَ الْقُرْآنَ جَعَلْنَا بَيْنَكَ وَبَيْنَ الَّذِينَ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْآخِرَةِ حِجَابًا مَسْتُورًا
القرآن نور وبيان القرآن هدي الإيمان القرآن مسك الختام يا قرآن عليك سلام
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجهم
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah, respected brothers and sisters, dear listeners listening to IRIB English Radio right now. Welcome to Let's Recite the Quran Kareem. Inshallah, today we will be practicing verse number 19 and 20. Two verses from Surah Al-Ra'd on page 252. Top of the page, right?
Yes.
So brothers and sisters, hope you have the Quran with you. Please turn to page 252, top of the page, Surah Al-Ra'd, verse number 19 and 20, right?
Yes.
Ready to listen to a beautiful recitation?
Let's go with this one.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم أفمن يعلم أنما أنزل إليك من ربك الحق كمن هو أعمى إنما يتذكر أولو الألباب
Then is he who knows that what has been revealed to you from your Lord is the truth, like one who is blind. They will only be reminded who are a people of understanding.
الذين يوفون بعهد الله ولا ينقضون الميثاق
Those who fulfill the covenant of Allah and do not break the contract.
Nice recitation, mashallah. Mashallah. Thanks, Masoom, for your recommendation. That was nice. Thanks, Masoom, for your suggestion. That was very good. I enjoyed it. So, Surah Al-Ra'd, page 252, top of the page, verse number 19. Let's see what Allah Almighty says first in this ayah, then inshallah talk about the next ayah. Too many good points are here, okay? I really want you to refer to the Tafsir books, inshallah, to learn all of them. Because we don't have much time, we just mentioned 2-3 points just to have learned something from these two verses. Okay, verse number 19. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم Allah Almighty says, أَفَمَنْ يَعْلَمُ becomes أَفَمَنْ يَعْلَمُ أَفَمَنْ يَعْلَمُ أَنَّمَا أنزل إليك من ربك الحق كمن هو أعمى Is someone who knows, this is a question, is someone who knows that what has been sent down to you from your Lord is the truth? Is this person like someone who is blind? No. All right? No. Of course, the one who knows, the one who has faith, the one who believes, the one who knows, the one who understands, is what? Not comparable to the one who is blind. Now, in this one does not mean he is blind, like his two eyes are blind. Okay, he can't see with his two eyes. No, his heart, his soul is blind. Understood? So next, إِنَّمَا يَتَذَكَّرُ أُولُو الْأَلْبَابِ. إِنَّمَا يَتَذَكَّرُ أُولُو الْأَلْبَابِ. Only those who possess intellect take admonition. They understand. They are the reminding people. Okay? So guys, it means that some people are there, they disbelieve in Quran. They do not accept the Quran. They do not accept Prophet. They do not accept Islam. They do not accept Allah. They do not, these kind of things. So the reason is clear. The reason is very clear. First and foremost, they don't let themselves understand. They don't let themselves understand, okay? And if they want, because we have free will, if they want, they can go and learn about it. Just go learn about it. Finally, you either stay the same person or you will get changed. If that makes sense, you will become a believer. If that doesn't make sense to you, so continue being a disbeliever. Stay on in your path, okay? But there is no one in the world, you can't find anyone who should be seeing, who should be knowing and seeing the reasons, the proofs, okay, and not believing. If you can find it, tell me. Except those who are doing it on purpose. Except those who are doing it on purpose and they're deceiving themselves. All right? Yeah. But the proofs and reasons that the Quran brings us and gives us about the existence of God, about the existence of Day of Judgment, and whatever, okay? They all are understandable. They all make clear sense. So, Masum, would you please recite the first ayah once?
Yes.
Yeah, let's listen, everyone.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم أفمن يعلم أنما أنزل إليك من ربك الحق كمن هو أعمى.
أحسنتم. أفمن يعلم. حسن, how do I read this? أفمن يعلم. I merge them. So the ya is doubled, noon is omitted. So meme is joined to the ya. Afa man, no, may. This is called qa'idatul idgham, right? Afa may. You extend the sound as well. Not afa may ya'lamu, no. Afa may ya'. Extend the sound. Yeah, and also nasal sound. Afa may. See? أَفَمَنْ يَعْلَمُ أَنَّمَا أُنْزِلَ إِلَيْكَ مِنْ رَبِّكَ الْحَقُ. So, أَنَّمَا, نُون carries a shadda. Whenever نُون carries a shadda, ميم carries a shadda, these two letters should be pronounced with a nasal
sound.
Plus
extension.
An extension for two beats. Annama, don't say annama, annama, no, not fast. Annama, a little stretch it, okay?
هذا القرآن يوحدنا لطريق الخير يوجهنا الله تعالى أنزله ورسول الله معلمنا ورسول الله معلمنا.
Want to learn Quran at home? Join us in our Quranic class. Let's recite the Quran.
Allah Ta'ala
Unzila. Unzila. Noon sakin. And wait. Annama has got a mad. Is that mad wajib?
No.
No. It's jais. You can extend it. Or you can skip it. Annama unzila. Actually, mad is for extension. But when we say it's jais, it means it's jais to ignore it. Skip it. Not extend it. Annama unzila. You hide the sound of noon here. قَعِدَةُ الْإِخْفَى أُنزِلَ إِلَيْكَ مِنْ رَبِّكَ. How do you say that?
مِنْ رَبِّكَ.
مِنْ رَبِّكَ. قَعِدَةُ الْإِدْغَامِ. مِنْ رَبِّكَ الْحَقُّ كَمَنْ هُوَ أَعْمَى. What does that jim tell us, Hassan? Tell us, come on.
Jim allows us to make a pause.
Allows you to make a pause. If you're running out of breath, you're allowed to make a pause. All right? Yes. Next part, move on. إِنَّمَا. Nun Mushaddad, remember it.
إِنَّمَا يَتَذَكَّرُ أُولُو الْأَلْبَابِ.
Ahsandam. Do you see that wow after the u? Ulul. Ulu. The word ulu. You ignore that wow. You don't read it. You don't say أُولُو الْأَلْبَابِ. إِنَّمَا يَتَذَكَّرُ أُولُو الْأَلْبَابِ. No. إِنَّمَا يَتَذَكَّرُ أُولُو الْأَلْبَابِ. U. Not u. Do not extend it. Ulu al-albab. You ignore the wow. This is an exception. Ulu, ula'ika, ula, and it's gone. These words are exception, yes? Uli, yes. For example. Next ayah, Hassan, would you read that one, please?
Yes.
Oh, wait. Ulu al-albab. When you stop, the letter ba changes, ba mutaharrik changes to a sakin ba. It has a sukun sign there. Al-bab. So you echo the sound. This yes. is called qal.
قلقلة
ما شاء الله الذين
الذين يوفون بعهد الله ولا ينقضون ميثاق.
Wait, good, good. But listen, ولا ينقضون الميثاق. Echo the sound of thing. Repeat it. الذين
الذين يوفون بعهد الله ولا ينقضون الميثاق.
Ahsantum. Yanqudun. You hide the sound but extend it also, yes?
Yes.
Alladhina yufuna bi'ahdillahi wa la yanqudun al-mithaq. Echo the sound at the end. So, I will recite these two verses. Make sure you repeat after me. Ready, everyone? Brothers and sisters, dear listeners, join us. Let's practice. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
أفمن يعلم أنما أنزل إليك من ربك الحق كمن هو أعمى
أفمن يعلم أنما أنزل إليك من ربك الحق كمن هو أعمى
إنما يتذكر أولو الألباب
إنما يتذكر أولو الألباب
الذين يوفون بعهد الله ولا ينقضون الميثاق
الذين يوفون بعهد الله ولا ينقضون الميثاق
صدق الله العلي العظيم
صدق الله العلي العظيم.
Thank you so much, mashallah, to everyone. Brothers and sisters, dear listeners, thank you so much for being with us till the end of this session. That's it from us for today. See you, inshallah, in the next session. Stay with IRB English Radio every day. Inshallah, we'll be here with you. Hassan Hussein, Ali Nasir, and Masum, thank you so much for being with us. See you next time. That's it. والحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد.
Let's Recite the Quran, a joint production of IRIB English Radio and Xavier International Schools.
ذكر وموعظة ونور فيه شفاء للصدور وشفيعنا يوم النشور آياته تروي المدى وصفاته نبع الهدى نلقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان وفيه تعطر الآذان والقرآن.
I'm a traveler, just as they were,
walking
the world, thinking of the past, on an earth so vast,
waiting
to return.
Just to know you, whoever you are, laugh with you, learn from you, open to you my heart. But soon when I say goodbye and move on, I'm a traveler, just as they were,
walking
the world, thinking of the past, on an earth so vast,
waiting
to return. While I'm here, I will always try to be.
While I'm here, I will always try to be.
The kind of neighbor who prays for you and me.
The kind of neighbor who prays for you and me.
Here
for you,
a shoulder to turn to. I'm a traveler, just as they were,
walking
the world, thinking of the past, on an earth so vast,
waiting
to return, waiting to return. Yeah. to know you, I've learned so much.
Been a pleasure to know you, I've learned so much.
Pray for you, hope to meet you, my heart you have touched. Pray for you.
سيوتو
شوما
يعني
بازار
Whether man-made or not, food can have fascinating backstories. Products usually take a long journey before they end up on the dining table. Nevertheless, the food industry follows several golden rules that have helped it steadily grow over time. The most important of these is continuous product innovation and improved production processes to reduce costs and wastage. Others involve packaging and product accessibility, but probably the king of all rules is the taste that drives the food industry.
Hello and welcome to another edition of Bazaar, the weekly program that analyzes markets, profits, industries, and all sorts of things that connect us nationally and internationally. This week, we will be exploring the food industry and its related agricultural markets. We wanted to see how the food sector has expanded over the years and what companies are doing to increase their profits. So let's check out the Tasty Grub.
To become more familiar with how much work goes into food production, we visited Golha Food Industries. It was established nearly a century ago, and its products are now a household name. It produces hundreds of items in seven categories, such as dried legumes and fruit, spices, and canned products. It also takes great pride in its healthy product line, including gluten-free flour products. This producer has devoted a lot of attention to the packaging of its products. Due to its diverse product list, it purchases such materials as cans, plastic, and cardboard to design the appropriate type of storage systems for distribution. The company has a massive daily output due to its expansive production facilities. Most of the work is done by automated machines, but the fine details are handled by experienced staff. All production processes start when raw material enters the company. These materials are first tested for quality before hitting the production floors, most of which are domestically supplied. After being tested, the material is sent to various closed circuit machines for processing. Then it is time for sorting and more quality control tests before packaging.
Food production is a very sensitive process requiring many checks and controls that guarantee the final product is safe for consumption. And production machines play an essential role as they reduce errors and maintain constant output results. Plus, many of these machines have been domestically engineered, whereas they were previously imported at high prices.
This company has a highly equipped quality control and research and development lab. It's where many new products are created and food safety standards are controlled. Moreover, the staff in this department implement food sciences to make innovative products. It might be interesting to know that this department also has some of the best food tasters. This producer has been awarded Best Research and Development Department in Food Production for many consecutive years. Among its many achievements, it has also been awarded the certificate of favored brand by customers. This wouldn't be possible without adhering to strict national and international food safety and production management standards. Following such standards has helped it maintain its export share in the global food market. With years of experience, this company has grown such that it provides thousands of employment opportunities, both directly and indirectly. It also has thousands of agencies and stores all over the country. Plus, its products can also be purchased online. As part of its future vision, this company is looking to increase its market share both domestically and abroad. It also has long-term plans to increase production and improve the production process for efficiency. The Iranian food industry has taken giant strides away from its traditional production methods. Industry participants say using food sciences and new technologies has helped the food industry grow faster than before. Never more than now has food been more accessible. In fact, it only requires a touch of a few buttons to receive it at home. Therefore, food packaging is a critical part of the production. Over the last decade, there has been a great emphasis on developing packaging for the food industry. This is because Iran indigenized many machines needed to process and produce food items such as deli meats, beverages, pickles, and so much more. Proper packaging also increases shelf life, which is important for consumers. Previously, food items such as spices and dairy products were purchased bulk from customers abroad due to a lack of packaging. While exporting items in bulk has benefits, it's not as profitable as selling prepackaged foodstuff. So, in addition to adding value to raw products such as meat, companies have also designed attractive packaging to contain food in more manageable portions. Such a strategy increases not only product quality, but also food safety, which helps producers meet international export standards. This trend also helps companies with branding and has created job opportunities for designers. As you probably already know, the food industry is heavily dependent on production in the agriculture sector. So it's no surprise that the agriculture sector holds the pulse of national food security and food exports. Plus, it is one of the only sectors that has been barely impacted by the US-imposed sanctions and the global coronavirus outbreak. That was horrible. We looked at some figures from the Ministry of Agriculture to see how this sector is doing. Last year, around 6 million tons of agricultural and foodstuff products were exported. Trade of these products raked in roughly $4 billion. Pistachio, saffron, and confectionery products topped the export charts in value during that period. Other agriculture sectors, such as livestock, poultry, and aquaculture, have also generated millions of dollars in exports. Last year, nearly 450,000 tons of these items were sent to markets in neighboring regions, worth $500 million. Agriculture accounts for 8% of the country's gross domestic product. It might be interesting to know that around half of Iran's total non-oil trade comes from this sector. That's all based on data from Iran's Ministry of Agriculture. According to Iran's Customs Administration, the total non-oil trade value rose nearly 40% last year. Over 120 million tons of non-oil products worth $72 billion were traded with other countries in that period. Meanwhile, the government has implemented measures to encourage the development of agriculture. One trend this sector is witnessing is the application of smart technologies for the cultivation and harvest of various products. There has also been a boom in developing greenhouses and green practices to preserve natural resources. The word plastic was initially used to describe pliable and easily shaped objects. However, it only recently became a name for a category of materials called polymers. Such materials are abundant in nature. Take cellulose, for example. It's the material that makes up the cell walls of plants. However, synthetic polymers are a more recent invention of the last 150 years. These come from the plentiful carbon atoms found in fossil fuels. Since then, they have become an integral part of the industry, technology, and even various sciences.
We will explore Iran's plastic and polymer productions. We will also check out some of its downstream markets and their contributions to the national economy. These days, we use more plastic than ever before. It's terrible. So where does this material come from? And what goes into making this stuff? Let's find out.
Our quest for answers led us to a company specializing in making various polymer products. Parsa Polymer Sharif was established some 20 years ago and is a knowledge-based company that was born in the research department of the University of Sharif. As a leading advanced polymer compound manufacturer, it makes various products essential to everyday living. It produces compounds based on commodity thermoplastic resins like PP, PE, and the famous PET, or PET. It also engineers resins like PVC, and so much more. This knowledge-based company is a major supplier of raw materials to many industries. Some include original equipment manufacturers in the automotive market and PVC pipe producers in the construction industry. Over the years, this company has helped Iran save millions on products that would otherwise be imported. This firm has three main functions: research and development, innovation center, and production. It also has a brand new line for researching and producing biodegradable polymers for the packaging industry. Most of the raw materials needed for production are domestically purchased. When this stuff enters the company, it is first tested and graded based on its quality. Then, according to its intended use, the raw material is formulated and sent to machines for production.
Machines used in the polymer industry utilizes some of the most advanced machinery for production. The extruder is one of the most commonly used machines. They play a central role in plastic production. Extruder lines are the largest converters of plastics worldwide. Some of these machines can be domestically manufactured while others are still imported.
Its products are all tested in its well-equipped research and development lab. The various granules and resin compounds undergo over a dozen tests while being analyzed for quality here. Also, new product formulas are created in this highly technical research and development department. Through these facilities, the company is expanding its product portfolio. Products made here are produced along the lines of exports. So, national and international quality standards are implemented during the production processes. This means the quality of products found here doesn't just match international standards, they go beyond the quality of competing foreign brands in the international arena. The headquarters of this company is located in Sharif University Advanced Technologies Incubator. Owing to this, it has strong relations and collaborations with the scientific community. It has also been awarded for its contributions to the scientific and industrial sectors over the past years. This knowledge-based company also exports its products. The company has a unique future vision strongly intertwined with sustainable business development. This is partly due to its forward-thinking and social and environmental responsibility outlook.
Now, polymers are the primary materials that build many other products. Plastic items have different polymer formulations depending on their application. The majority of polymers made in Iran are domestically consumed. Some of its biggest customers are in the construction sector. All Also, plastic is extensively used in the medical industry and transportation.
Almost everything around us is either made of plastic or has some plastic component. Moreover, plastic has played a central role in the development of the medical industry over the past 60 years. These materials are used to create hemodialysis machines, disposable needles, IV drips, and testing equipment vital to modern medicine. Plastics have also had a considerable impact on developing high-quality prosthetics. The National Medical Device Directorate estimates that Iran's share in the global medical device market will reach well over $7 billion in the next 3 years. PVC materials are also largely used in Iran's construction industry. For example, Iran's Doors and Windows Manufacturers Association estimates the domestic demand for PVC doors and windows is around 35,000 tons annually. This is partly due to the current residential construction boom in the country. The home appliance industry is also another mammoth customer of the polymer industry. Based on figures from the Ministry of Industry, Mining and Trade, Iran has doubled its production in this sector over the last 3 years. In 2021, around 15 million home appliance units were produced, with exports soaring to roughly $140 million. So, polymer production is key in expanding many manufacturing industries, which have raked in large amounts of foreign revenue for the country. Many thanks for that wonderful report. Well, that brings us to the end of our show today. I've been Samson Sees. Sees you in the next Bazaar.
The world is silent towards oppression, even one voice becomes powerful. IRIB English Radio, the voice of the voiceless. Our internet address is parstoday.ir/en.
Viewpoints.
The presence of different scholars.
And God said, "Let there be light," and there was light.
Creator made Adam in his image, then placed the world in his care. May you walk alongside the Creator in righteousness.
God of Abraham, take my child into thy hands, that he may live to thy service.
God has spoken to us before, through Abraham, Noah, Moses, and through Jesus Christ. Why should we be so surprised that God speaks to us now through Muhammad?
Viewpoint. A critique of movies with religious themes.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of God, welcome to another edition of the program Viewpoints, the movie critique program on RIB English Radio. With me, Muhammad Jawad, hosting this program, and my guest speakers, Brother Yasser, and Sayyid Abdullah. Brother Yasser, assalamu alaikum and greetings to you.
Alaykum salam wa rahmatullah. Always a pleasure to be with you, Brother Muhammad Jawad.
Thank you very much. The pleasure is all mine. And Sayyid Abdullah, assalamu alaikum and welcome to the studio.
Wa alaykum assalam wa rahmatullah. Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. Well, in these series of programs, Viewpoints, the movie critique program, we usually work on or criticize a movie with a religious and a spiritual theme. And one of these movies that we have chosen for you this time is called Regression, released in 2015, directed by Alejandro Amenábar, featuring Ethan Hawke, Emma Watson, to just name a few. IMDb actually gave this movie 5.6 out of 10, Rotten Tomatoes 14%, and Film Affinity 5.3 out of 10. The box office for this movie was about $17.7 million. And we're going to deal with actually the critique of this program by listening to a short part of this movie. But before that, I'm going to tell you the general theme or the plot of this movie is about, a teenage girl falling prey to a satanic ritual. And when she does that, actually a detective and a psychoanalyst team up to uncover evidence and expose the cult. With this, let's take a listen to a short part of this movie, Regression, released in 2015, directed by Alejandro Amenábar. Stay with us.
This is Detective Bruce Kenner. It is October the 14th, 1990.
State your full name.
John Gray.
You can start by telling me why you're here.
Because I did it.
He's repressed them. The memories are obviously in there behind some door. It's not that difficult to find a key and free them. Provoke a regression.
It's incredibly important that you tell us everything.
They'll kill me.
Nobody's gonna hurt you anymore.
Clear your mind.
Tell us what you see.
Welcome back to the program Viewpoints, the movie critique program on RIB English Radio with me, Mohammad Jawad, hosting this program. And Syed Abdullah and Brother Yasser, my guest speakers, helping me criticize the movie Regression, released in 2015, directed by Alejandro Amenábar. Brother Yasser, what is the significance of the ending of this movie, Regression?
Basically, again, the ending of the movie shows that the TV, the media, using the hysteria, and then obviously the police officer going to the jail,
yes,
the prison, to tell the dad, you know, tell the truth and go free.
Mm.
But here you still see the father trying to protect his daughter.
Yes.
Like, I don't care what's true or not.
Mm.
And this is a different kind of what we mean by truth or falsehood. He knows the truth.
Yes.
But he fails to act on it. That doesn't mean there's no truth.
I see.
He knows the truth, but he fails to act. He says, look, I would rather be in prison than my daughter go to prison or my daughter get a bad reputation.
Mm.
Just to kind of keep the reputation of his daughter and the lie going, he stays quiet. Whether right or wrong is another discussion, but the movie shows that, yes, he knew the truth. The particular psychological practice that was done on him was not true. In the movie, that the caption comes up that has been completely now invalidated because of, as we mentioned in the beginning, of bringing up imaginations and creating things and so on and so forth. So the importance of the movie is that, look, sometimes the majority of people, they are very naive as well. Sometimes people are naive. And also, secondly, people always, for whatever secondary objective they may have, may not necessarily act on the truth.
Mm.
However, it doesn't show, and the movie says that, okay, the hysteria died down and so on and so forth. However, it does not prove that such rituals and such cults exist.
I see.
And there's a very strong satanic cult in America right now. There's a person, I can't remember his name. He has a book, he has an entire thing. It's not far-fetched that so many movies and so many things have shown the same thing over and over again.
Mm.
It must be coming from somewhere.
Yes.
I mean, so many movies have shown the same type of rituals involving blood, adultery, and all these other types of things.
Yes.
Many movies show it. So where are they getting it from? Is it just something that's completely out of imagination?
Yes.
But why is it so popular? And there must be something that's being shown. There must be some truth behind it somewhere.
I see.
Whatever it is, Allahu Alam, God knows best. But there must be. But naturally, in the physical world, there must be this opposite pole.
I see.
There must be this opposite pole.
Sayyid Abdullah, how does this movie address the impact of trauma on individuals? And is there any way or remedy to de-traumatize people?
Traumas usually depends on what kind of trauma it is. Obviously, the effect will take place. So the bigger the trauma, the long-lasting effect. Some traumas would go with you forever until the end of your life. Some of them, you could get over them like in a year or two, half a year. It depends. So most of the fears that we have, whether it's a fear of spiders, for example, fear of darkness, fear of heights, because you've experienced something throughout your life and then just stayed with you. So we call that trauma. So sometimes when you face abuse of some sort, also stays with you. So it depends on the person and what kind of trauma he has. That effect will obviously last a lot longer.
Can belief in God or religion in general help?
Definitely. Definitely. See,
how does it help?
So what helps is that sometimes when you are, when you go through a trauma, your only relief, your only way of security and serenity comes when you're relying on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And you rely on the fact that, for example, if you've been abused yourself, you would leave it to Allah to take your right on Day of Judgment. So that gives you an ease of mind. When you have a source to vent with, which is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
But doesn't that mentality render you passive rather than active?
We're not saying because you have Allah, therefore allow people to abuse you. No, it's actually on the contrary. Allah says...
If you have been abused, you cannot stand up against it.
No, you have to stand against the abusers.
Yes.
Abusers, oppressors, you have to stand against them regardless.
Mm.
But we're talking about the effects that leaves on you.
Right.
Not talking about what you should do if you get abused.
That's it.
So in the terms of being abused, you have to stand your ground, you have to defend yourself, and you have to speak, and you have to go to the police, you have to report, you have to show all these things.
Yes.
But after that, what happens? The aftermath. Because I'm going to end up with a memory of an event that took place.
And live with the shock.
Yeah, I'm going to live with the shock. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the closer you get to Allah, the easier that pain becomes.
Mm-hmm.
It gets relieved.
Thank you very much.
So it definitely helps.
Thank you very much for the clarification. Let's take a short break by listening to a short part of the movie Regression, released in 2015, directed by Alejandro Amenábar. And when we come back, we continue the program Viewpoints, the movie critique program on RIB English Radio. Don't go away.
I heard a knock at the door. There was some old lady. They were headed for my dad's workshop. I could hear chanting. They were wearing robes. It was a black mask. Now they'll kill you too.
An FBI report. This could be huge, Bruce.
I think they were following me.
Do you have any idea what we are up against?
I just get the feeling with this case that it's a part of something bigger.
Welcome back to the program Viewpoints, the movie critique program on RIB English Radio, with me, Mohammed Jawad, hosting this program, and Zaid Abdullah and Brother Yasser, my guest speakers, helping me criticize the movie Regression, released in 2015, directed by Alejandro Amenábar. Brother Yasser, how is the theme of authority examined in this movie Regression? And the other question, or a more basic question, is that should all authorities be obeyed, or we need to be skeptical as far as the individuals are concerned?
Look, when it comes to authority, there are certain people who have certain positions within society. Now, in order for society to run properly, those authority figures need to be obeyed. However, that does not mean that those authority figures cannot abuse the authority.
Yes.
That's completely two different topics. One is that authority should be obeyed. Two, does it mean that every authority figure will be just? No, it does not mention that. For example, in any society, you will have people who are supposed to look after the people, i.e. the police officers. Should the rules and regulations of this police officer be obeyed? Of course, it should be obeyed. It is necessary to obey them. However, does it mean that that police officer is going to be just every single moment?
Mm.
No, not necessarily.
He's not innocent.
No, he's not. He's not an infallible individual.
Infallible, yes.
He's not an infallible individual. Like, for example, one of the questions you asked previously about truth.
Mm.
Yes, there has to be an infallible individual in order for the truth to be known. The reason then that there's no, there is no substance or any way to judge the truth.
Yes.
And you need a judge. You need someone to judge, i.e. the infallible person is there to judge that particular truth or falsehood. So here again, when it comes to authority, yes, authority must be obeyed. It's a religious obligation also to obey authority in terms of society. As far much as it doesn't go against the religious principles of a person. For example, even in the Quran al-Majid, you have this example of parents.
Mm.
So parents should be obeyed at all times, except when they tell you to go against the command of Allah.
Yes.
So even then, there's a hierarchy of authority,
mm-hmm.
which looks clear. The hierarchy of Allah, the Prophet, the Imams, yeah. and then the scholars, your parents, and then those are responsible to look after the betterment and the conditions and the, the system of society.
Exactly. The logic demands that. Said Abdullah, what questions does this movie Regression pose to the audience?
Questions regarding how trustable your memories are, right? Questioning the nature of evil, questioning society itself. So basically, it just makes you doubt everything around you. But ultimately, it's just when it comes to you as a person. It's like what you know, what you remember, what you've gone through, who says it is what it is.
Mm.
That's the ultimate question. It just gives you, it gives you that, that sense that you need to question everything. And I think in a way or another, that, that notion of you trying to question your own self regarding to things that you already know is also a very dangerous notion as well.
Yes.
Because if you're not sure of what you have, then that's a problem. Because sometimes you know something to be vividly clear, but then you a doubt comes in, or shaitan comes in and whispers in your head, and then all of a sudden that big picture becomes hazed and becomes foggy.
Mm-hmm.
So basically, this is the ultimate question that this movie is trying to raise, is that you need to question everything. Don't leave anything without a question.
Mm.
Question yourself, question society, question faith. Now, obviously, whether this is a healthy thing to do or not.
And also the perception of truth, isn't it?
Well, obviously, at the end of the day, when you question, because you're trying to question either for the sake of the truth, or you're trying to question truth itself. To make a liar out of it.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, at some point, especially if you use authority, like Brother Yasser said.
Thank you very much, Sayyid Abdullah and Brother Yasser, for your nice contribution to the program Viewpoints, the movie critique program on IRIB English Radio, in which we try to criticize the movie Regression, released in 2015, directed by Alejandro Amenábar, featuring Ethan Hawke and Emma Watson, of course. We have criticized this movie in the last few episodes that we had together with Brother Yasser and Sayyid Abdullah. And until another show with another movie, I leave you in Allah's care. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah wa barakatuh.
Is heavy, my hands are weak, my goals have perished, or I'm in need. My soul is empty, I need to find. How do we spend these days and lonely nights? In my sujood, I call to you to ease this hardship, this journey. I call to you.
see my tears and how they fall. I feel the greatness of your love. Please have mercy on my soul, oh Allah. In my sujood, I call to you to ease this hardship.
Good morning to you all. Greetings from Tehran. You are listening to Iran Radio. I'm your presenter for the next hour. Here are some interesting facts about Islam. Many academic traditions, including the distinction between graduates and undergraduates, began at Islamic University Al-Azhar, the resplendent university in Cairo, Egypt. The university was founded in the 10th century and is renowned for its philosophical and theoretical scholarship. Algebra, from the Arabic al-jabr, originated in the Islamic world. Although Muslims are often associated with the Arab world, fewer than 15% of Muslims are Arabs. Muslims are found among virtually all ethnic groups, nationalities, and countries. We start this hour's lineup with Israel Watch. The program critically analyzes Zionist media reports about current events and issues in the West Asia region. They will be followed by our varied radio productions feature. After that, we have A to Z of Life. The program presents an Islamic Iranian lifestyle in a variety of ways, making use of the ayahs of the Holy Quran as well as inspirational poetry and stories. And we round up this hour's programs with our radio productions feature. Stay with us for the next hour.
Thank you for joining us. The Hebrew media focused on the Yemeni missile response to the aggression that targeted the port of Hodeidah. It also focused on the Arab and Islamic summit in Doha and allowed the systematic campaign against Qatar. Meanwhile, the consequences of war of destruction on Gaza and the ongoing assaults on the West Bank remain the main focus of Israeli analysts' comments. These topics will be the subject of discussion in this episode with Ms. Leila Hatoum, Editor-in-Chief, MENA Uncensored, joining us here in the studio. Hello and welcome, Leila.
Hello.
There is now a conviction within the Israeli occupation that the war on the Gaza Strip will not achieve its goals despite the brutal attack on Gaza City, and that assassinating leaders of the resistance and Hamas cannot mean victory because the leader who is martyred will be immediately replaced by another. Leila, to begin with, could this Israeli assassination policy, in your own opinion, backfire against the Israelis by making the resistance even more, the resistance movement even more resilient?
But think about it this way. Whenever they assassinate a leader, and as you said, there's some truth to it. If you don't directly engage in a political discussion or negotiations towards ending the war, then they will have to meet or face new leaders that they don't know anything about their background. they've already known Sinwar for the longest time. They know his moves. They know that the way he thinks.